Welcome to another episode of Coffee and Jesus. I'm your host, Jael Penn, coming to you from the great state of Texas, where it is a rainy day, and yet it is still just absolutely beautiful outside. Today, I want to talk to you about making decisions, making godly decisions. How do you know when you should go left or right, when you should stand still or move forward? I'm going to be sharing some verses with you today, and so you may want to take notes. The first verse is Ephesians 5, 8, and 10. Walk as children of light and try to discern what is pleasing to the Lord. Now, many of you are non-believers or you don't know a whole lot about church and the Bible and Christianity. So let me explain that God is the same and His word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You will hear people say, oh, that's antiquated. You know, that's back in the olden days. We don't think like that anymore. We don't believe that anymore. No, the word of God is the same. Whatever He said when Christ was around, living and walking on the earth, the same applies today. And I know people get confused by that and they say, well, this particular word or this particular thing is not in the Bible. So how can you know that it's okay or not okay? You know, the Bible, God says to test Him and test whatever you're thinking or feeling against the word of God. So the first test is a scriptural test. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, has God already spoken about it in His word? And again, just because you don't see the word technology or some other word that we have now that they didn't have back then, doesn't mean that the Bible doesn't allude itself to things. For example, pornography. That word's not in the Bible. However, it does talk about lewd and lascivious acts. It does talk about watching, being careful what you look at with your eyes. There's a lot of things that allude to pornography being a problem and not a good thing to do. So, first test is the scriptural test. Secrecy test. Proverbs 11:3. Would it bother me if everyone knew this was my choice? I like to always say, and I remember, I think it was my grandmother who used to say this, would you do it if Jesus was standing right next to you? Which He is, by the way. Would you still do it? If it got out that you do this particular thing or say this particular thing or act this particular way, the person that you respect the most, would you want them to know? Survey test. 1 Timothy 4:12. What if everyone followed my example? So let's say you're for abortion. What if everybody got an abortion? How would that affect the world? How would it affect the mental health of women who had it? How would it affect society, healthcare, the body of Christ? Let's give it a spiritual test. Galatians 1:10. Am I being people pressured or spirit led? Ouch. Wow. Let me say that one again. Am I being people pressured or spirit led? Did God tell you to do this? Or are people giving you their opinions, their ideas, their thoughts, their judgments? And it's okay to have input. I'm not saying that it's not. But what I'm saying is at the end of the day, we can plan our steps like the verse says, but God has His own plans. And that's the plan that we need to follow. The stumbling test. Romans 14, 21, could this cause another person to stumble? So I'll give you an example. When I took the vow to become a licensed minister, I took a vow not to drink anymore, not to drink alcohol. And I'm okay with that because I totally understand this verse. I was never a real drinker. I mean, if I really thought about it, I could probably count the number of drinks I've had in a lifetime. You know, I just didn't like the taste of it. I thought it was too expensive. I don't ever want to be drunk or out of control, so I just wasn't a drinker. And people in my family just didn't drink, so it wasn't just something that we did. And so for me, it's not a big deal. It wouldn't, you know, be a big deal for me to have a glass of champagne at a wedding or something. But for somebody else who has a generational stronghold of alcohol addiction, of being alcoholics, they shouldn't be drinking with me. And they're saying, well, if my pastor can drink, or she's a minister and she's drinking, surely I can handle it too. Well, honey, no, you can't, because you've got a generational stronghold and you can't hold your liquor. And bad things are going to happen when you drink. And you're not drinking socially. You're drinking to numb pain. You're drinking to escape. You're drinking to compensate. The serenity test. Have I prayed and received peace about this decision? Philippians 4, 6, and 7. When God is in a thing, it's a sure thing. And you won't be frustrated and confused, because God is not the author of confusion. So when you've sought His answer, you will get it in the most concrete way. Things will just fall into alignment. You will have divine appointments. You will have divine revelations. You will know. And you'll have peace. Sanctification test. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Will this keep me from growing in the character of Christ? So if I do this thing, or if I go to this place, or if I drink this thing, or if I watch this thing, or if I listen to this thing, if I attend this thing, is it going to help me grow in the character of Christ? Or am I going to regress? Are my gateways, my eyes, my ears, my mouth, are they going to be subject to the enemy, to the infiltration of the enemy? Because really your gateway is either the infiltration of the enemy or the impartation of the Holy Spirit. The supreme test, 1 Corinthians 10:31, does this glorify God? And if the answer is no, then you already know what to do, boo. Game over. Wrong decision. So the next time you have decisions to make, think about these questions that I've asked you today, and don't forget to pray and ask for discernment and direction. God wants the best for you. He loves you. And when you pray, remember that it's a dialogue, so that you need to listen. Just get into that secret place and get quiet. Close your eyes and just let the Holy Spirit fill up the space. Let Him talk to you. Just let Him be with you. Clear your mind. Just relax. Don't worry about all the stuff that's going on around you and your house with your kids and bills and appointments and dates. Just be still in the presence of the Lord and let Him love on you and let Him lead you. And when you do that, you will make the right decision. God bless you.